New Down Syndrome Information Law Introduced in Nova Scotia. On February 28, Liberal MLA Ian Rankin introduced Bill 56, Harvey's Law in Nova Scotia. If the name sounds familiar, that's because another MLA, Keith Irving, introduced an identical bill back in 2021 and again in 2024. A similar bill, Harvey and Gervier's Law, was also introduced in Ontario in 2021. Bill 56 would require the Minister of Health and Wellness to ensure that up-to-date, evidence-based information on Down syndrome is available to members of the public. This information must include elements such as life expectancy, cognitive and physical development, and education and psychosocial outcomes for people with Down syndrome. It would also include information about resources and supports available to those who have a family member with Down syndrome. Further, when a health professional communicates a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome to expectant parents, they must give them the up-to-date information relating to Down syndrome. Irving introduced this bill because of a local family's difficulty getting balanced information after learning that their son Harvey had Down syndrome. Following the prenatal diagnosis, Harvey's mother, Sarah, was referred for multiple tests. Throughout this process, she was told by various health professionals about things that Harvey would be unable to do and questioned about why she would not get an abortion. It was only through their own research that Harvey's parents learned that their son would be able to thrive. Many of the things they were told Harvey would be unable to do were factually incorrect. Because of the challenges in accessing accurate information and the desire to save other families from the same problem, Harvey's mother began advocating for Harvey's Law, first in Ontario and more recently in Nova Scotia. In a culture that so readily aborts preborn children with Down syndrome, Canadians need to change their mindset about children with a fetal abnormality. People need to know that children with Down syndrome are valued, living meaningful lives, and that there are supports for challenges that may arise. Bill 56 would help to change the tone of conversations that parents have with their healthcare providers. Instead of giving a prenatal diagnosis negatively, doctors would be required to provide objective information about the life of people with Down syndrome and the supports available. It's a step in the right direction, and we hope to see such a bill introduced in provincial legislatures across the country. You can read more about the Canadian handling of prenatal diagnosis in the We Need a Law position paper, Aborting Those Who Are Different. If you live in Nova Scotia, send your MLA a simple mail asking them to support Bill 56. If you live in another province, ask your MLA or MPP to introduce similar legislation in your province.